You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. It is time to get up and then get up some more. Oh, my goodness. This may have been the play of the year. Wait until you see what that young stud did last night. Meanwhile, rumblings from Western PA. Why the Steelers may be on the verge of the offseason's biggest decision. And then on the one-year anniversary of the trade that changed everything, is Chicago ready with the remix? Is today the day? It's a Football Friday, people, and it's time to get up, starting right now. Here we go. Graziano's got news. The phone's going to be ringing because all the stories are coming this morning. D Wood is ready to roll this morning. Harry Douglas is up early. We'll have Chinee and Wendy talking hoops. But let me start with the play of the year in the NBA. Final play last night. His team is up by two. Anthony Edwards, just watch.
The rebound of the Pacers. They don't call a timeout. Halliburton, the hit ahead. Nesmith with it. Dribbles in. Shot blocked. Oh, my goodness. What a rejection by Anthony Edwards to save the game. 113-111. Wolves win. Wolves win. Anthony Edwards got up for the most ridiculous block you will ever see. That was awesome.
In case you're wondering, yes, he does hit his head on the rim.
Wow.
I wish you could have seen Graziano's face as we watched. He hadn't seen it yet. I mean, come on, look at that. D Wood, come on.
I'm speechless, bro. That's crazy right there, Grady.
Look, LeBron.
Win the game.
LeBron had a chase down block that basically won a championship.
Yeah,
so you can't compare this to that in magnitude.
Athletically, though, my God.
In order of spectacular nature, that might be as good a defensive play as I've ever seen. And again, it comes on the final play of the game. Team is up two. A layup there ties it. We're going overtime, whatever it is. Instead, I mean, you can see the clock. There's 1 second left in the game.
That really, his head, like half his body's hitting the backboard.
I know.
And D. Wood, that's what we do. Down
they lose
South
Carl Anthony
Georgia
Towns.
Boy. Down South and, Georgia boy. That's what we do in Georgia, baby. That's a Georgia that boy. Get up. I see you, Anthony, man. I see you, man. Anthony Edwards, that dude, fellas.
That should be the new, like, logo of Get Up.
Yeah.
Right? No one has ever gotten up. All right. We had some pretty good spectacular action in an NBA Finals preview last night as well. Cindy, let's roll that before we get to all the football. Celtics, Nuggets. Will this be the NBA Finals? It certainly could be. And if so, we're in for a good one. Let's go to 5 minutes left in regulation between Jokic and Tatum. Nuggets are up by nine. Oh, and there's Jokic with a triple-double. That assist puts him at that number. Then you want to see a spectacular dunk? Watch this follow.
Jokic and Porzingis. He spins off him. Miss it. Oh! Aaron Gordon! The follow jam!
Get to the board. Look at T-Wood. He can't.
Bro! These cats is, man, this is crazy, man. These cats is crazy out here.
Let's get to winning time here. The Nuggets were up most of the night, and then Drew Holiday happened. He's so good and so clutch. That's a three in transition. This is going to be another three of a step-back variety in the corner. And that puts Boston within 2 points in the ballgame. So they got clutch shots from him, not so much from their superstar. Nuggets have possession. Now the Celtics have a steal. It's going to result in Jason Tatum wide open in the corner.
Oh!
And it's no good. He was just 5 of 13 in the ball game. And then the next possession, here comes your dagger. It's Jokic. It's Gordon. The Joker at 30.
Man, he got eyes in the back of his head, man.
He's the best player in the world. 32 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Nuggets win. What a game. Really a spectacular night in the NBA. A classic matchup between these two. And ESPN Bet says we should expect to see it again in June. Celtics are your odds-on favorite to win the East. Denver is the favorite in the West. And my favorite coach in the NBA, Michael Malone, knew exactly how to put the cherry on the sundae.
Oh, yeah. No, it was another playoff atmosphere for sure.
as we talk pregame, you know, you got to give the Celtic fans credit. You know, they always come out strong. You know, but you know what we say, right? They can take that L on the way out, baby.
You would. You love it. Yeah, Mike Malone been bringing that smoke since last year. Like, I didn't know this dude could talk trash like he talked trash. I love that, though. I love when coaches talk trash like that.
We're going to have Wendy and Chiney a little later this morning breaking down all the hoops. But, Harry, right before we came on, you said to me you stayed up all night to watch that game. Number one takeaway, Celtics and Nuggets last night.
Honestly, surprisingly, it was the bench of the Denver Nuggets massively outscoring the bench of the Boston Celtics. And also, you look at the free throw make discrepancy. But the Boston Celtics, for some odd and apparent reason, they couldn't make all their free throws, and the Denver Nuggets was excellent in that department. But, Greeny, you have the luxury, if you're the Denver Nuggets, to play through Nikola Jokic. And last night was a reason he showed why he was a two-time MVP, why they won the NBA Finals last year. There's nothing sped up about this man's game. He plays at his pace, and he always makes the right basketball play. Phenomenal.
Harry is exactly on it. The Nuggets bench outscored the Celtic bench 28-10. The Celtics missed 9 foul shots in a game that was right there at the finish. Again, we'll have Wendy and Chiney with the NBA insight coming up later. In the meantime, on this Football Friday, let's get to the NFL. We are 3 days away from the start of free agency. And as we know, one of the biggest names is already available. That is Russell Wilson. The Broncos have given him permission to begin speaking and meeting with other teams. And there were reports yesterday out of Pittsburgh that perhaps he has interest in the Steelers and perhaps the Steelers have interest in him. And I think it is noteworthy for, well, let me give it to Graziano on this here. Let's pick it up on where Russell Wilson stands at this moment. A little bit that we're just the little drips and drabs we get out of Pittsburgh yesterday and everything else that we are and aren't hearing.
Yeah, we're hearing drips and drabs, and I think that tells you something about what this market's going to be like. There are teams that are interested in talking to him. But the questions are about, you know, where do things stand with his game? What are his expectations? Especially, like, if it's Pittsburgh, right? They have been public in their support of Kenny Pickett. They don't want to give up on him yet. If you're Russell Wilson, are the Steelers planning to bring you in to compete for the starting job with Kenny Pickett? And if that's true, then, like, you know, is that okay? Or do you want to wait around for something better? So I think that's the situation of the Russell Wilson market. There may be a team out there when all is said and done that wants to bring him in, anoint him the starter, and go forward that way. I think there are teams out there where he'd fit. I think, you know, the Las Vegas Raiders jump to mind. But so far, what we're hearing on interest is dribs and drabs, and sometimes the league just sort of tells you where things stand with these guys. This is not the Russell Wilson of 10 years ago, where if he had popped onto the free agent market, it would have been a mad rush.
For what it's worth, Mike Tannenbaum has been forecasting on this show for a while that Russell Wilson is going to be in for a wait. He does not expect Russell to be one of those early signees that everything else is going to have to shake out, and then maybe a team will be desperate or he'll pick and choose a spot that he finds works for him. Let's just live in a world where he does go to Pittsburgh. Harry, so let's live in a world where the Steelers, who it felt like they kind of reached an interesting place last year, right? The most stable franchise in the sport. It felt like maybe Tomlin felt it was time to move on. Maybe that, and in the end, they all stay together, but maybe it was going to be a slight move in a different direction. Well, coming back with Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson would be about the most Steeler thing you could ever possibly do. So, Harry, if that's the decision they make, to go Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson next year, is that the right or the wrong move for Pittsburgh?
Well, I think when you look at Russell Wilson, he played way better than Kenny Pickett did last year. Mm-hmm. And that's saying a lot because, I mean, it's not like Russell Wilson threw for 4,000 yards, but he was, you know, efficient. Threw for 3,000 yards, completed over 66% of his passes, 26 touchdowns, just 8 interceptions. That would have been phenomenal for the Pittsburgh Steelers a season ago. And here's the thing that's unique about Russell Wilson. When you look at his QBR from under center, he was 16th in the National Football League. Now, also in play action, when you look at his QBR, he was 7th in the National Football League. That's significant because when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were 13th in rushing. So that run game is going to be very valuable to whoever's the quarterback of the 2024 season. I look at new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. When he was with the Atlanta Falcons in the 2 years being a head coach and also calling plays in 2022, they were 3rd in rushing. And then also last year, they were 9th in rushing. So the run game is going to be very valuable and a major asset to Russell Wilson if he goes to Pittsburgh.
What do you think, D-Wood? Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, that's your Steelers quarterback room. If in a world in which that's the case, is that a contender?
No, it's not a contender. And this will be a dangerous situation for Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh, because I think this Pittsburgh Steelers team, they're not giving up on Kenny Pickett. We already know that. They got rid of Matt Canada, okay? They could have easily said, you know what, we're going to, you know, go a different route as far as bringing another quarterback. But they brought in Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith goes down to South Florida where Kenny Pickett is training to meet with him to kind of build that rapport. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the same Pittsburgh Steelers organization that has three coaches in their whole, you know, their whole existence.
1969.
Yes. Like, they're not going to just throw away a guy that they just drafted in the first round a couple years ago. And on top of that, Russell Wilson, everyone knows that you don't have to invest a lot of money into him because the Denver Broncos is paying him $39 million. Okay, so at the end of the day, what this tells me is Russell Wilson really has to be about this football life now. Like, because there's going to be a big possibility that ultimately if he goes to Pittsburgh, he'll lose out to Kenny Pickett, and it might not just be like, it might not be fair.
Yeah.
Like, he could outplay him, but they still could ride with Kenny Pickett because he's their first round pick and they brought in a new offensive coordinator. So that's the type of situation that Russell Wilson's going to really have to consider.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, right? Like, Russell Wilson, certainly, if he were to sign with the Steelers, would have it in his head, oh, I'll beat out Kenny Pickett, and maybe he will. But if Pickett has a head start because he's been with the organization, they have something invested in him. So these are the kinds of questions Russell's going to have to ask himself when the situations and the possibilities of joining these teams start to present themselves. And I think to the point you made about Mike Tannenbaum, that may be a reason he has to wait.
Look, I'll just say it again. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, and I was watching my friend Stephen A. making this point yesterday, if the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be about winning championships, which is what has been the hallmark of their franchise over the last six decades, not about making the playoffs, not about not being under 500, I do not believe in the AFC Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson get you there. Now, that doesn't mean that Justin Fields does. I know I've been on the Fields bandwagon. I understand most people in the NFL must not feel as strongly about him as I do because the world is not knocking down their door. But at least there is an upside potential there that would give me some hope. To me, the Steelers, if that's their quarterback room, then they have an excellent chance of being 10-7 and making the playoffs and getting knocked out in the first round by Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, or somebody else.
I know we got to go to bump, but we always, what Mike Tomlin always said in Pittsburgh, the standard is the standard.
Yeah.
Well, what's the standard?
Well, that is the standard now.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
What's
that's
the
become the
right.
standard.
Correct.
They got to be about more. Well, if I was a fan of that team, I would want them to be about more than that. I would want them to be shooting higher than this. And maybe they still will. We'll wait and see. In the meantime, lots of free agent pieces moving already. Saquon Barkley, he's available. He's not the only top running back available. How about the King? Should the Cowboys go after Derrick Henry? We've got the insight coming up in a moment. Plus, is today the day Justin Fields finally gets moved? Why aren't teams lining up to make a deal like this? Dan, why?
We'll tell you when we come back.
I need it.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We are back on Get Up. Our next game is called Would You Believe with the big man Damian Woody. Here we go, D-Wood. If I said Jaden Daniels is going to be a better pro than Caleb Williams, would you believe that?
I would. All these guys, both of what we're comparing both of these guys, they're both athletic. They both make plays off schedule and all that. But I think Jaden Daniels does the ordinary things better than Caleb Williams. You know, that's why I think he's a better prospect. I think right now, if you ask him to go out there, read defense, be accurate, beat man-to-man coverage and pressure, Jaden Daniels is a better prospect.
I've heard that from so many people up here. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. All right, my next one takes us to Buffalo, and let me just set this up for you. It's been a very difficult week for the Bills. They've released three big-time starters, including Mitch Morse, who started 77 games for them at center, Jordan Poyer, who was an all-pro safety last year, Trey White, who was also an all-pro in 2019. So we're talking about three of their better and better-known players. So after all those key losses, would you believe, D. Wood, that Josh Allen's championship window has closed?
I would not believe that, because if you have Josh Allen, your window will stay open. Josh, we're talking about one of the three best quarterbacks that we have in our league right now in Josh Allen. This is going to be a situation where the Buffalo Bills, the iteration of the Bills that we've seen over the past 3 or 4 years, that's closed. But as long as Josh Allen's on the team, they'll always have a championship window.
Maybe they start remaking it around him. Finally, let's go to the NFC East. If I said Saquon Barkley is the missing piece for the Cowboys, would you believe that?
I would not believe that. And I love Saquon Barkley. I think he would add another dimension to the Dallas Cowboys. But I go back once again. The reason the Dallas Cowboys lost against the Green Bay Packers is because their stars didn't play like stars in the biggest moments. Until they resolve that, until those guys get that right, the Dallas Cowboys will be stuck in this situation that we talk about every season with them.
Well, maybe Saquon Barkley would be the star who played that way in big moments if he were there, but our Lewis Riddick actually has a different player in mind. He was here with us this week and made his case for this Cowboys signing another big-name running back.
I think they need a hammer. They need a Derrick Henry type to go along with a guy who on third down can catch balls out of the backfield. And I don't think they need to go ahead and extend themselves to get a Saquon Barkley. They need an attitude back. That's what they need on offense. Derrick Henry, he brings an attitude and makes you change yours or check yours, which is, do I really want this? Do I really want to deal with this in the fourth quarter?
So our Harry Douglas, who's with us today, was watching and tweeted, yes, Lewis Riddick, the Cowboys need Derrick Henry at the running back position, a physical bruiser that would force Mike McCarthy to be balanced on offense and compliment Dak. He brings a different mindset. And I should point out that Harry played with Oh, someone has to give me a heads up. That's going to happen.
No, I think this was good. I think it was good.
Okay, yeah. So you are a King Henry fan, obviously, Harry, and you were telling us this morning that you played with him. What from the inside? Like, what is it like? What is Derrick Henry actually like?
Man, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, he is a different human being. You talk about work ethic. You talk about all about his business, the physicality, the mental capacity, and just the durability for him. When you look at the last 5 years, Greeny, when it comes to Derrick Henry, for the last five, actually, he was first or second in the National Football League in rushing. The 1 year he wasn't in 2021, it's because he missed eight games. So he only played eight games and still was ninth in the National Football League with 933 yards and 10 touchdowns. But the reason why I love this move for the Dallas Cowboys is because he brings that physical presence. You talk about being able to dictate what you want a defense to be able to do. Well, if you have King Henry in the backfield, you better stack your box, because if you don't, you're going to have problems. And even when you do stack your box, he's still going to be phenomenal rushing the football. He's the only running back that I can say in this free agent class right now that literally put an offense on his back and led them to an AFC championship game. You look back when they played the New England Patriots, when they still had Captain America, Tom Brady. King Henry rushed for over 180 in that ball game. Then they went to the number one seeded Baltimore Ravens. He rushed for 195. So I don't think he's done playing. I still think he's a phenomenal athlete. You look at his workout videos, this will force Mike McCarthy to call the run and allow Dak in this offense to be balanced and complement one another.
Listen, if you stack the box against Derrick Henry, he's either going to lift it or jump on top of it. His workout videos are the most entertaining thing to watch on Instagram by far. What do we think? So I've been, you know, sort of beating the drum for Saquon to Dallas. Derrick Henry to Dallas is becoming kind of popular. What are we hearing about these running backs?
This is the time of year where everybody talks about the Cowboys and who they're going to sign, and I have to sit here and tell you they're not going to sign anybody. They don't hit free agency hard in Dallas. They're already over the cap. They got their own guys to take care of. Derrick Henry would make a lot of sense. If you talk to people in Dallas, what they would tell you was wrong with their run game last year is their offensive line couldn't block it. They couldn't block for the run. They protected Dak fine, but they did not get good run blocking. So they really feel like they have to address that. And at the back, look, if Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs falls into a price range that the Cowboys think is okay for a running back, absolutely. But they're not going to go out and sign one of these guys next Monday or Tuesday at prime prices. That's not what they do.
Harry, I'll be right there. But D. Wood, I mean, with all due respect to all of you offensive linemen, does Derrick Henry even need blocking? I mean, isn't he his own blocking? I've seen him just throwing people away.
Some.
Well,
he's running at them.
Well, he is a cyborg.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like I need to like cut him open and see if he's like machine underneath or something like that. But listen, yes, he does need blocking. He is pretty he's an amazing running back. I do think that Derrick Henry makes a lot of sense. I think you pair him up with another running back, have a committee back there.
Him and Tony Pollard. Thunder and Lightning.
That makes a lot of sense.
Just to pick a name.
Yes, they do need to fix their, you know, kind of revamp their offensive line a little bit, but Derrick Henry makes a lot of sense.
Final word, Harry, go.
Yeah, when you looked at the Tennessee Titans last year, I think one of their deficiencies was their offensive line. And Derrick Henry was still able to be second in the National Football League in rushing. So, you know, it doesn't have to be the most ideal situation for him to have production and to rush the football effectively.
Is he a frightening person? I mean, you were his teammate, like in the locker room, hanging around, because he had a jokester? Because watching him scares me. You tell me, what is he like?
He's all business, boss. All business.
You can sort of tell, right?
No, I mean, we did a feature on him where he sat down and he went through, like, artwork fans had drawn of him. And he came in the room and, like, had his whole scary Derrick Henry persona on. And, like, the camera comes on, he lights up, he does the whole thing, and then and it ends. He's like, shake my hand and left without saying anything. All business. All business. He was there to do that interview, and then he was going to go to practice. That was it.
I love it. Let's see. I agree. I don't care how old he is. He's 30. That's a guy who, when he's 50, is still going to be running people over. Meantime, today is the one-year anniversary of the trade that changed everything. So is Chicago ready with the remix? Is today the day for Justin Fields? We'll get to the bottom of that. Plus, with the free agent frenzy just days away, I will give you the five moves I would like to see. That's today's Green List as we approach free agency fast. It's a Football Friday edition of Get Up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, bottom of the hour on Get Up. We just have to show you these again. We had two of our favorite plays of the NBA season last night. So, D. Wood, first of all, Aaron Gordon right there.
That's crazy, bro. Like, that's crazy. But it doesn't even stand up to the next play.
Right. So the question was going to be, well, who had the more spectacular play? With all due apologies to Aaron Gordon, and this is a spectacular play, Anthony Edwards may have had the play of the year. Cindy, roll that. I mean, bear in mind, look at him get up. I want to make sure you're aware, if you're just joining us, the Timberwolves were up 2. There was 1 second left in the game when he blocked this shot on the chase down and hit his head. This won the game for them.
Yeah.
And look at him get up. It's impossible to believe. Watch it hit the head on the rim.
As one does.
Right. Is that the play of the year in the NBA? I mean,
it has to be.
And look, the legendary LeBron chase down block in game 7 of the finals. Let's show that one here. Show LeBron. We see this one again. This is so much more spectacular. Now, look, LeBron wins a championship, right? This is game 7 of the NBA finals. And it wins Cleveland its first championship as a city in like half a century. So you can't compare the magnitude of the plays. But just as in the spectacular nature of it, how do you compare them, D-Wood?
What did I say to you off? I said the aesthetics of it, yeah. It's like, to me, it's not even close. Like, look at this, man. This man's body is on the backboard. Like, that's just crazy. What are they drinking down in Georgia? That's what I want to know.
He is just spectacular. All right, we will have Brian Windhorst and Shania Gumbuke with us as the show continues this morning. Break down a bunch of the hoops and then make sure you're aware we got a good doubleheader tonight. You're going to see Anthony Edwards again, back-to-back. Cavs and T-Wolves tonight, 7:30 Eastern, and then Giannis and the Bucks, LeBron and the Lakers. Great action all starts tonight with NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. The other thing that starts basically now is NFL free agency. Monday is legal tampering, my two favorite words in sports, and then the new league year begins. And so I'm going to give you my Friday green list of the top 5 offseason moves I would like to see. At 5, I'll start with the obvious, and that is Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. Everything is pointing that way. Everything feels like it should be pointing in that way. The offense that it appears they're going to run, which is coming from the Rams, is perfectly suited for him. I want to see those weapons with a legitimate quarterback and a legitimate chance. In a winnable division, I think Kirk Cousins makes the Falcons an actual Super Bowl contender. And it also opens up the space for number 4. I think Russell Wilson's best bet is the Vikings. I think if the Vikings do lose Kirk Cousins, then they may be in the business of drafting a quarterback at number 11. Maybe someone who isn't ready to start yet. That's a spot that Russell Wilson could walk into with the dynamic receivers they have there. He could put up big numbers and actually resurrect his career. I would like to see Russell in Minnesota. At number 3, I've been banging the drum for Saquon to the Cowboys. I think what they need is a dynamic playmaker. I think Saquon is the closest thing we have in this league to Christian McCaffrey. He could have that kind of impact on this team if given the chance. Look what he's done on terrible offenses over the years. I think he would have a chance with a good quarterback and a good creative offense to be a huge difference maker. At number 2, I want the Jets to sign every offensive lineman. Literally everyone. I don't care who they are. Dan Graziano will give me a list of all of the available offensive linemen and even some who aren't, and I want all of them on the team. In fact, I'm already talking to Damian Woody about the workout regimen I'm going to put him through this summer because I think we're going to need him. The Jets need offensive linemen in the worst way. I'll take them any way I can get them. And then at number one, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, because I know I've been beating this drum, maybe I am Justin Fields' last fan. I cannot believe the way that the league is turning up its nose at the possibility of acquiring a player this talented for this little compensation. The idea that a second-round pick is much too much to consider giving up for a player with the upside that Justin Fields has, a player who turned 25 years old this week, his career is just beginning. And I think he could have a monstrous second act somewhere. So those are the five moves I would like to see get made. Justin Fields would be one. The Jets, Lord knows we need the help. Saquon, Russell Wilson, and Kirk Cousins. In the meantime, as far as Fields is concerned, again, today is the one-year anniversary of the day the Bears made that trade last year. Here was Adam Schefter earlier this week saying there are so many moving parts with Fields, that might be why this is taking so long.
The issue is there's so many moving parts at the quarterback position, and they're going to have to find somebody who specifically wants Justin Fields to fit that team's offense and is willing to surrender the draft pick compensation that it will take to get him. So there are some variables here that Chicago is working through, which I think has delayed the process a little bit. I think there are people within that organization that would like to see him stay there too, which is just one more little wrench to throw in there. A lot going on with Justin Fields. It should be sorted out here in the next week.
Okay, so let me start with Graziano on that. What are we hearing as far as Fields, this trade market, which has turned out to be so much less than I expected it to be? Where are we?
Again, we don't know about so much less. What we know is it's not what the Bears hoped it would be, at least initially, right? So they come back from the combine and they get into this regrouping phase. Like, all right, well, so what do we do? Let's wait out the Kirk Cousins situation, the Baker Mayfield situation, maybe the Russell Wilson situation, and then maybe the market changes. Maybe now we can get an offer that's closer to what we were hoping for than what's out there. And then if we don't, then maybe we take what the best thing is and move on. But the Bears, as we've said many times, are going to be deliberate about this process. Ryan Poles said, their GM said at the combine, he wants to get him traded by the start of free agency to do right by Justin. But more than that, Poles' responsibility is to do right by the Bears and get a good deal. So if the deals aren't what they want, then they wait and they see how the market settles, and maybe there are some suitors there that weren't there last week, or maybe some of them are more motivated.
So look, Harry, there was a moment in time where you and I were having a conversation about what Justin Fields would look like in Atlanta with all of those weapons and the creative offense you might be able to design. Now, far better football minds than mine, which of course I'm just a fan at the end of the day, tell me that the offense they brought in with Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson, that's just the opposite of what you would expect them to do with Justin Fields. So where is it? Who should be calling right now Chicago and saying, yes, Justin Fields, I'm willing to give him a chance. I'm willing to make him my starting quarterback. I'm willing to bet that he can turn into something special.
Well, here are a few teams that I have in mind. Watching the Minnesota situation, right? If you're not going to re-sign Kirk Cousins, that's a spot that Justin Fields could potentially go. The Pittsburgh Steelers. We know Luke Getsy's the offensive coordinator for the Las Vegas Raiders. So Justin Fields has been with Luke Getsy previously in Chicago, and then the Atlanta Falcons as well. So, but here's what's dynamic about the whole Kirk Cousins situation when it comes to Fields. When I look at the Atlanta Falcons and I look at the offense that they're going to be running, well, it's the same offense that Kirk Cousins has been in his entire career.
Right.
So now when you have your offensive install, you have a veteran quarterback that can really unlock these young offensive weapons that you have and help teach things versus having a quarterback trying to learn things. Mm-hmm. That's the difference when you look at Kirk Cousins right now, in my opinion, than Justin Fields in Atlanta. You have Kirk Cousins who's thrived in this offensive system his entire career, and he can help guide and teach things on the fly versus trying to learn an offensive system.
Right. It makes all the sense in the world. And that's why we put him there at the beginning of the green list today. All those things make sense. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta makes sense.
Justin Fields then to Minnesota feels risky only because trading a young quarterback in your own division comes, that's fraught with peril, yes?
And since Poles got there, the Bears have not shied away from making trades in the division. It's been something they've done, and you've seen other, like Detroit has done it a couple times in that same division. So, but yes, to your point, if it's a quarterback, that does give you pause. If this guy goes and becomes a star, and now we got to play him twice a year, and then we miss on the pick, oh, boy, that's tough.
I just find it hard to see, hard to visualize Minnesota only for, from this reason, because we know the head coach, Kevin O'Connell, the play caller, that's the same system they run down in Atlanta, basically.
Yeah, right.
With Zach Robinson.
Same offense.
Yeah, yeah. And it, so it just doesn't – like, it doesn't – and obviously you're in the same division.
So where? Who?
I think to
who?
Harry's point, though, that's critical. You mentioned he turned 25
on Tuesday. Hold on, guys. Hold on for a second.
Yeah, Harry.
Hold on for a second. Because the system that the Pittsburgh Steelers are running is the same offensive system as well. So we keep putting Justin Fields in Pittsburgh. Well, Arthur Smith ran a version of that Shanahan system as well.
So everybody's running it. But the point, like, I think Harry's point earlier about how you're going to have to still work on Justin Fields, right? Like, Minnesota makes, like, again, take him out of the division. Minnesota makes some sense if they're starting over at quarterback. This is a guy who's got a little bit of a jump on it as opposed to a rookie, but he still needs work on his game.
Let me bounce one off you. And a genius by the name of Dan Graziano mentioned this on my radio show the other day. How about the Giants?
I like that one.
How about if the Giants, Daniel Jones, when is he going to be healthy enough to practice? Let's take out of the equation.
Fields get every offseason rip.
That's the point. You make the point. You made it on my radio show the other day.
I will say that makes a lot of sense because look at the work that Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
And you talk about a similar athletic profile. Mm-hmm. You know, Josh Allen, when he came into the league, wasn't the most accurate type of guy. But look what Brian Daboll did with him and got him to be where the quarterback that he is right now.
I mean, if you're just going to write down a list of the traits of the two quarterbacks, Justin Fields and Daniel Jones, there'd be some similarities, but Fields would be way better at all of them.
Fields is cheap this year while you still have Daniel Jones. Cheap. He doesn't get expensive till next year when Daniel Jones is gone. I think it makes a ton of sense. I have no idea if they're going to do it.
No, neither do I. In fact, I don't expect them to do it.
Guys, here's the thing about the New York Giants. We're thrusting Justin Fields in the same situation that he started in Chicago. So how much better is Justin Fields going to be able
to
get? They
trouble.
Have an offensive line problem. They have a skill position problem right now. So we're putting him in the same situation that he started in Chicago.
The bottom line is we got to find him a job, though. I mean, someone has to decide they want Justin Fields to be their quarterback. And look, I get it. Maybe I'm the only person left. But I can't believe no one wants to do that. We'll see. And we know that what's going to happen in Chicago is he's not going to be there. We think we know that anyway. Meanwhile, a former very high draft pick is raising a question about the guy Chicago is going to make the first pick in this draft. Should it give them any question? You'll hear it. You make up your own mind. Plus, oh, it's Aaron, ready for relaunch. He's talking the talk, but can he still walk the walk, literally or physically? We'll talk about it next. Get up on ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My wish for the future of women in sports is just to keep breaking the ceiling, to realize that you literally can do anything. I think now young girls coming up they don't see any obstacles in front of them. And as we get older, as more generations come along, I want them to see themselves in spaces, front offices, fields, courts, wherever. I want them to know that there's no space that is off limits to them because they really can do anything.
It's time for a game of Sound Off. It's going to start with Ryan Leaf. He went on with Dan Patrick earlier this week, in case you haven't heard it, and he had this to say about Caleb Williams, the presumptive number one pick, and how ready Caleb is for the NFL.
If they take him, I would be, you better be under the understanding that you're going to sit him this year. And that's not going to happen. So
why would you sit him?
Well, because 75% of what he made him so great in college is not transferable to the NFL. He's not going to be able to do that. He needs some time. He needs to get under center. He needs to understand how to throw on time, on platform, from the pocket. What he can do off platform is what makes him so exciting. But he is a guy that I don't think can be a starter on day one.
So that got a lot of attention for a variety of reasons. And Ryan, because of his past and all that, sometimes people just have an inclination to want to discount what he says.
Right.
But let's deal with the substance of what he said. Yeah. Does it make sense to you?
I think if Caleb Williams is the number one pick, I think there's aspects of what he said that's absolutely correct. I think that the off-platform stuff, the stuff that Caleb Williams did at USC, you're not going to be able to get away with that in the National Football League. You're just not. These guys are just too big, too fast, too athletic for you to pull those type of things. And that's why, like, for me, I always say I felt like Jaden Daniels is the number one prospect for me, because he does the ordinary things that's asked of a quarterback. He does them better than Caleb Williams. But if Caleb Williams is the number one pick, he's going to play. Make no mistake about it. You're not going to draft him number one and sit him for a year. The Chicago Bears just can't do that. He's going to play, and it's going to be trial by fire with him in the lineup from week one.
The one thing that is worth pointing out, and this came up on the radio show yesterday, and Hembo and I went through an entire list of it. If you look at the 12 best quarterbacks in the NFL, like 9 or 10 of them did not start week one of their rookie year. I don't think that's a coincidence. Now, they didn't sit the whole year.
Right.
But in almost every single case, there was at least some period of time before they became the immediate starter.
Yeah, look, I would not discount what Ryan Leaf is saying. Mm-hmm. Like, to your point, his past is his past, but he's worked very, very hard to put that in the past. This is a guy the NFL has brought to the combine to work with the quarterbacks in past years. Like, he knows what he's talking about.
I agree.
And he may be absolutely right. I mean, like that. Ideally, you can do what the Chiefs did, but ideally, you have, like, Alex Smith, veteran, playing at an MVP level in front of Patrick Mahomes, so you don't have the pressure to play him right away. So that's the issue. I guess the question would be, like, what are the Bears' expectations? Are they going to want to be a contender this year, or are they going to be okay with him taking his lumps and learning on the job? Most teams go that second way, and my guess would be the Bears would too.
Or do you go out and get yourself your traditional bridge quarterback, not Justin Fields, who's a young player still trying to find his career?
He's already there. He could be your bridge quarterback.
I get it, but
Saturday was saying no.
I know that, but Jeff is wrong. I mean, I love Jeff, but he's wrong. That dynamic doesn't work. But the Andy Dalton, Gardner Minshew, you know, insert player like that here who might be able to win you some games for a season and see what happens.
It sounds
might
great,
make sense.
But you got to win. I mean, that Chiefs team didn't just muddle along. They were 5-0. Like, they were definitely they were in first place all year.
Harry, what do you think?
Well, I think every organization would love to have the luxury of having Aaron Rodgers play so your young quarterback can develop, or Brett Favre play so a young Aaron Rodgers could develop, or a Alex Smith so a Patrick Mahomes can develop. In actual reality, that's just not the case, though. When I look at the Chicago Bears, who are they going to play? Who are they going to put out there in front of Caleb Williams? And we're talking about a franchise that has struggled with quarterbacks amongst their history now. We're not just talking about the last few years. We're talking about in their history. And you look at this fan base and how excited they are for a quarterback to come and, you know, be the savior for their football team. I just think Caleb Williams, sometimes, man, you have to take your bumps and bruises. But I will say this, Bryce Young last year, he was the number one overall pick. I think Chicago's situation is better than what Carolina had last year when Bryce Young played.
Much better.
I think
much
it's
better.
extremely better than what Carolina had last year.
But back when I covered the Giants, Eli Manning was starter and David Carr was the backup, right? Former number one pick. And I remember asking them both one time, like, about rest, you know, or versus playing right away. And David said he wished they hadn't played him right away for obvious reasons. And Eli said, I like what they did with me. I played at the end of the year, right? But I got to so to your point, of those 12 guys, you know, what is it, nine that didn't start week one? Even if you get a couple of weeks, I think it's great. I just think there are very few teams in position to have that luxury.
I mean, I just wrote these names down. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
yep.
Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love. None of these guys started week one of their rookie year. Many of them didn't start at all their rookie year.
Dak did.
Oh, Dak did. You're right. But he came in behind. You're right. Yeah. He came in. He was drafted later, but he came in behind Tony Romo. Yeah, okay, so take him out. Sorry. So Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, and Dak go on the other side of the equation. Yeah. Guys who did start week one of their rookie year. He wasn't intended to when he had the mentor. But you're right. You make a good point. Okay, either way, one way or another, the Bears, don't do it just because you feel like you have to. Don't do it because you feel like there's pressure to do it based upon the pick. That said, let's go to Rodgers because he is, you know, look – it's interesting that a person like Aaron Rodgers, who says so many things, sometimes gets just forgotten about, but I feel like no one has talked about him or them in quite some time. He had this to say about filling out the needs of the Jets this offseason.
We got to shore up the offensive line a little bit to add a couple guys there, maybe get another receiver, but I like our chances, and I feel like if I'm out there, we always got a chance.
So here's what I think has happened. With as is the case with most things, the pendulum just swings much too far. A year ago when the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, they're winning the Super Bowl and that's it. Now he gets hurt and, they're terrible. They're not even worth talking about. That's not the case either.
Yeah.
D-Wood, if they do get a little better offensive line and they do get maybe one more skill position player, this is a team that won 7 games last year with that defense and no quarterback play at all. If Rodgers is 50% of what he once was, is this a playoff team?
Absolutely. Like, let's not get it twisted here. The Jets have a lot of talented players on this roster. Yes, do they have holes on the offensive line? Absolutely. Do they need another wide receiver to complement Garrett Wilson? Absolutely. But this is not a team that doesn't have talent. They have one of the best defenses in the National Football League. They have Breece Hall at running back, who's one of the best running backs that we have in the National Football League. Garrett Wilson, they have talent. They just got to address a couple things. Off and running.
The problem is, every single word the two of you guys just said, you said exactly word for word a year ago.
Right.
Right? And so, and what happened? Obviously, it fell apart to an extent that we could not possibly have foreseen, but it underlines the fact that Aaron Rodgers, 40 years old, is a risk. Like the fact of the matter is, he could get hurt again. So that's the risk the Jets have decided to take because the upside they think is so high.
And they have no choice.
But it's the same as last year.
Well, they pushed their chips all the way in.
Oh, it's way worse than last year.
Yeah.
It was way better last year.
They lost the year.
But I'm just saying people talk about them like they're going to be 3-14. Harry, very quickly, playoffs for the Jets, yay or nay?
It's all based on their offensive line. There's no reason to have a Ferrari if it doesn't have a damn engine. You need an engine, which is the offensive line for this offense. They were tied for third in sacks allowed with 64. You have a quarterback that's older, that's coming off an Achilles injury. If you can't protect them, you don't have a chance. It's okay. Point blank here. That's the bottom line.
I'm starting to get D-Wood in shape. That's my off-season goal for you. I'm going to get you ready. We may need you this season. He's going to be lifting. We're going to get a strict nutrition program. I'm going to have Damian Woody ready to play tackle for the Jets this season. Hopefully not. We also need you at wide receiver. As we continue in a moment, Russell Wilson, man of steel, could be. Does it make sense for either or both sides? We've got the answers next. Get up on ESPN.